Hello everyone, and welcome to the December episode of In The Mix. We're doing things a little bit differently this month, as it's Christmas. We'll do a short news update and then follow it up with a Christmas quiz, where I'll be joined by my Santa's little helpers, Colin and John from the UK security team. Hopefully this will be a fun activity you can do as we wind down for Christmas, either with colleagues or perhaps sharing with family and friends. Before we find out whether it's Colin or John who has the title for Quiz King of Cemex, let's take a look at some of the top stories from across the business over the last few weeks. The weather has certainly got more wintry over the last couple of weeks, and following two slips and trips slash fall related restricted work injuries in the region, and anticipating more wintry weather conditions in the coming weeks, our regional president Sergio has asked that all site teams formally check they are suitably prepared for the challenges presented by the colder period. To help with this, a helpful document with practical advice for this period and a winter checklist have been created. These can both be found in the download section of the UK News website. Please ensure you've completed this checklist at your sites and be sure to take extra care at this time, especially if you are driving. Over in the marine business, in another important step in developing our marine strategy, our marine reserve base has recently been extended with the renewal of the marine licence for our extraction area, Greenwich Light East, located in the Eastern Channel. The area has been dredged since 2006 with cargoes delivered to aggregate wharves on the Thames and near Coniston. Marine licences are determined by the Marine Management Organisation, the regulator for marine works in England, which includes mineral extraction. The renewal has been several years in the planning, with various environmental studies and an EIA undertaken. The new marine licence for this important area allows the extraction of up to 15 million tonnes of sand and gravel from the seabed for a further 15 years. This month, a reminder has also been circulated about correct use of fuel cards and the security of fuel on site. Unfortunately, during a recent security investigation, three of our employees were found to be abusing the use of their fuel cards. Cemex takes all discipline, ethics and integrity related issues extremely seriously. The allocation of a fuel card is a measure of the organisation's trust in our employees. As a result of this security investigation, a review of the policy has been carried out and additional checks and balances are being implemented to ensure the misuse of fuel cards is detected early and promptly addressed. In particular, all fuel card users should be alert to the following requirements. Fuel, oil and AdBlue can only be purchased for the specified vehicle on the fuel card. Users are required to give vehicle registration details and accurate mileage information when completing transactions. Users must retain the receipts issued when using the card and keep them available for inspection by management, internal control and security for a minimum period of 2 years. Fuel is a valuable commodity and we need to do all we can to keep it secure, whether that is fuel acquired by fuel card, stored in pumps and bowsers on site or even in our personal vehicles. The Security and Operational Excellence team are working to introduce methods to improve our security handling and auditing of on-site fuels and expect to be offering further advice in due course. In the meantime, please remain vigilant and speak to Colin Jones or John Sweeting if you have any concerns. Thanks to the team at Salford Asphalt Plant for sharing their latest health and safety improvement. After using Take 5 together, they identified that additional equipment was needed to lift a heavy dryer thrust roller in position, which historically required manual handling. They have now added a portable hydraulic table to enable lifting the thrust roller into position on the plant dryer. Well done to those who identified this need, and thank you for sharing this improvement with us. We always love to hear about any changes or improvements you've made at your site, however big or small, so that we can share them with others through UK News. Please do send through to the comms team if you have any stories that you think could help others in the business. The sustainability team have created an environmental briefing highlighting the risks of organised fly tipping at our sites. This is particularly relevant as Christmas approaches, as many sites are likely to be closed and unattended for an extended period and therefore more at risk. If you'd like to see this briefing, you can find it in the download section of the UK News website. If you have any questions, then again, please contact the security team directly. Congratulations to the team at Willington Quarry for winning the November Ideation Best Ideas competition. They replaced a hired diesel generator with a mains operated 37 kilowatt dig pump, which not only resulted in a considerable saving to the business in higher and energy costs, but also reduces the risk of environmental spillages. If you want more details, then please go to the Ideation Portal Quick Wins section for more information. If you don't have it, you can find a link to this on UK News. Well done to the Materials, Urban Solutions and Commercial Cement teams for their collaboration in enabling over 1,000 Knight cement deliveries to be made in November for the first time this year. Delivering at night has health and safety benefits by reducing on-site congestion. It also improves customer service and helps fleet efficiency by using the asset 24/7. Congratulations to all the teams involved for this excellent result. Cemex has wished the Bend Partnership in Rugby a very Merry Christmas by donating some money for them to use for cultural celebrations. The Bend Partnership Centre opens its doors every year on Christmas Day to celebrate and welcome the most vulnerable and disadvantaged people in the rugby community. The partnership were very grateful to Cemex for their generous donation, which will help them to do that. They acknowledge that this time of year can be a very tough time, especially for those members of our community who are homeless, lonely or cannot afford to feed their family. It's great to see Cemex supporting its local community and helping others at Christmas. Congratulations are due to the Yorkshire Supply Chain team for reaching 4 years LTI and TRI free. Dave Hart reflected, "This is an extremely impressive milestone, achievable by your strong safety leadership and dedication allied with the collaboration of the Materials and Urban Solution teams. Well done, everybody." Finally, we received some great pictures from the North West Ready Mix team as they supported their customer, Wardenburg Limited, at Project Protus, a development of a new energy-to-waste plant. For this job, Cemex was part of a three-way split at Nepal, working with two other suppliers. Six concrete pumps were set up at 5 a.m, which then started pumping at 5:30 a.m. The technicalities of this job meant that strong coordination was vital, with the delivery taking over 4 weeks to plan. Danny Roberts commented, "The success of this job was down to a great effort by our operations at Ellesmere Port and Widnes plants, along with our shipping team at Preston Brook, overseen by our technical team on site. This was a very challenging day for all, but was safely executed, thanks to the fantastic commitment and coordination by the Cemex team." That's it for our quick roundup of the news from the last month. Before we head over to our Christmas quiz, I just wanted to take the opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas on behalf of the comms team. We hope you enjoy a restful break and look forward to working with you in 2022. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us at the GB comms inbox, or alternatively, if you'd like to feedback on this podcast, we have inthemix@cemex.com. We'd love to hear from you, and please do share any stories you may have from around the business. Thank you for listening to us, and again, we hope you enjoy the Christmas quiz. Okay, thanks for joining us, everybody, for our Christmas quiz. We're doing a bit differently this year. So last year we did a Christmas quiz, and Vicky and I read out the questions. But this year, instead of it just being me reading them out in a monotone, I've got Colin and John from the UK security team who are going to participate in the quiz. So other listeners can join in from their location and just work with their teams, or for a bit of fun, just do it with their families. And then we'll go through all the questions. We'll find out at the end what the answers are. And then we'll see whether it's John or Colin who is the Cemex security team quiz champion. So before we get started, John and Colin, thank you for joining me today. Are you both all ready for Christmas?
I'm ready, and I'd just like to wish everyone else a happy Christmas as well.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi, Sarah. Am I ready for Christmas? I'm not even sure I'm ready for this quiz, but the tree's up, the lights are on, and a bit of wrapping to be done, I suppose.
Great stuff. So with the quiz, we've got three rounds of five questions, and there are some bonus points available as well. I'm sure you're both going to be brilliant at this. So there is also a tiebreaker if we need it. And then even if we don't, we'll do it for a bit of fun at the end anyway. So round one is Christmas general knowledge. So first question is, what is the most popular meal for Christmas in Japan? Next question. We've got a sound bite for you. Which film does this iconic clip come from?
No, but those who's inviting me down now on such short notice. Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock. Wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked. Of course, if I bump the loathing to 9, I could still be done in time to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, and slip slowly into madness. But what would I wear?
Did you hear that all right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. It was great tough. Stuff.
Was it tough?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a great Christmas film. There's a bonus quest, a bonus point available on this question as well. There is a dog in the film, and if you can remember what the dog's name is, bonus point. Okay, question 3. How many Lars are after the far in Deck the Halls? You got that, John? Are you still counting?
I'm still practicing.
Question 4. In what decade did Coca-Cola start using Santa Claus in advertisements? Question 5. What country is the poinsettia with its red and green foliage native to? Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
We, as people of this business, should be able to get this one.
Oh, there's a reason you chose that, is there?
Yeah, there is a reason I chose it. Okay, so that was round 1, and there were 6 points available in that round. The second round is called The Year That Was. So, first question, and there are 2 points available for question 1. In February of this year, which household name brand caused online outrage with an unusual breakfast dish? And what was the dish?
It's one of those I kind of know I know, but I'm not going to be able to recall it, I think.
You'll know when, as soon as you hear the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, question 2. What did Jacob Anthony Chantley become notorious for this year? And as a clue, he refers to himself as the QAnon shaman. Question 3, what is currently, and that is when I checked on Wikipedia, so what is currently the highest grossing English speaking film for 2021? Number 4 is, which athlete won the most medals at the Olympics this year? And bonus points for sport and country. So if you don't know who it is, you could probably hazard a guess at the sport and country.
They're doing in Japan, weren't they, this year?
Yep.
These are hard.
Are they?
Yes.
They're all right.
I've literally got no idea. And that's my answer for most of these questions.
I should work harder for next year's quiz.
So the final question for this round, who was told to have no authority here on the Handforth Parish Council Zoom meeting earlier this year?
What?
The name?
Yeah, just the name.
Say that again.
I do remember the issue. And I do remember it being a big, big thing.
Yeah.
Who
was told they had no authority here on the Handforth Parish Council Zoom meeting? Okay. Happy to move on to the next round?
Yeah. Crack on.
Well, I'm not happy at all. This is going terribly.
So this is the third and final round, and it is the music round. So perfect for you, because you like Pop Masters. Question 1. Which is the only song by the same artist to have reached Christmas number 1 twice? So it's not that the song was done and then done again by someone else. It was the same song by the same artist, and it reached number 1 twice. So second question, this is another soundbite one. What is the name of the song and artist for this popular Christmas song? And I'll give you a bonus point for the year if you can get it.
It's a short clip.
Very short.
Yeah. Well, it was quite difficult to find a clip in it where they weren't saying directly what the song was. Question three. Which Christmas song, and which really popular Christmas song, begins, "It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank"? Personally, I don't like this one, but that's just me.
Well, you must be the only person that doesn't.
I know. It's an unpopular opinion. I think it's an awfully miserable song.
Do you hear something different than everyone else then, or?
I just think it's miserable. They're just arguing with each other for the whole thing. It's horrible.
Well, that's what Christmas is about for lots of families, you know. That's what they do.
That's all it's about.
So, question four. Which band scored an unlikely Christmas number one in 2009 thanks to a public revolt against winners of the X Factor? Colin knows it.
Do know this one. Come on.
Okay. And then the final question is another sound question. So for the question five, it is, if you can tell me who this song is by and what it's called, and you get a bonus point for the year.
I
remember
I'm looking confident about that. I might have got about three here.
And yeah, in the whole quiz, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Okay, that's it. That's the quiz over. So now we've got the answers. Round one, back to Christmas general knowledge. And I'm trusting you, Colin and John, to mark your answers honestly. And then when we come to the end, we've got a tiebreaker in case you've both got 100% or something, or the same.
In case neither of you scored.
So back to round one, Christmas general knowledge. And the question was, what is the most popular meal for Christmas in Japan? What was your answer, Colin?
Utter guess, but I've guessed for sushi. I don't know whether you can get a turkey sushi. Can you get turkey sushi?
What about you, John?
I also went for sushi.
Okay, I'm afraid you're both wrong. The answer is KFC fried chicken. It's so popular, in fact, that you have to order in advance or face standing in long lines to get your Christmas fried chicken. Some people even start lining up Christmas Eve to make sure they get their Christmas KFC. So question two was, what film does the clip come from?
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss.
Did you know what film it was?
I went for The Grinch.
Well done, John.
I got it right. Also,
I've also gone for The Grinch.
Yeah, it was The Grinch. And there was a bonus point for the name of the dog, if you know what The Grinch's dog's called.
I guessed at Alfie.
I've got an answer, but I think I've mixed my Christmas films here. I've gone for Santa's Little Helper.
Oh, it's Max is the name of the dog.
I think Santa's Little Helper was from The Simpsons.
Santa's Little Helper is indeed from The Simpsons.
So question three, how many Lars are after the far in Deck the Halls?
Eight.
I went as fast as I could and went for 10.
Oh, Colin's got it. It was 8.
It in.
Well done, Colin. Well, granted.
I'm not going to sing it, by the way, for any bonus points.
I also definitely won't.
I don't know when the first la starts. That's the problem.
La 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 la. If you know your football songs, you get it right.
Oh well, there you go then.
Question four: in what decade did Coca-Cola start using Santa Claus in advertisements? What did you get, John?
I went for the 1930s.
I also went for the 1930s.
Oh, you're close. It was the 1920s.
Oh.
Question five. What country is the poinsettia with its red and green foliage native to?
I'm going to go for Mexico.
It was Mexico. Was my clue helpful? And round two is the year that was. So this question had 2 points available. And the question was, in February, which household name brand caused online outrage with an unusual breakfast dish? And what was the dish? So it was a point for the brand and a point for the dish. Did either of you have any ideas? What about you, Colin?
I've got a number of ideas.
Okay.
But I was toying with Heinz, but I've gone for, because I think there may have been a connection here, I've gone for Weetabix.
Correct. That was the correct brand. And what dish did you go for?
But I can't remember what it was that they were creating. And I think, again, I might have mixed my answers and I've gone for some kind of Weetabix and mayonnaise kind of thing.
It was Weetabix. So you both get a point there. But the unusual breakfast dish was baked beans on Weetabix.
Oh,
so close, Colin. So question two, what did Jacob Anthony Chansley, or the QAnon shaman, become notorious for this year? Did either of you know what it was?
It was to do with, was it the invading of the Capitol building? And he actually got himself sat in the bloody main chair and stuff. And so that basically the invading the Capitol building I went for.
Yes. And he was the one that was, he had face paint on and a bear skin headdress.
Yeah.
Question three is, what is currently the highest grossing English speaking film for 2021?
I went for the new Bond film, but I think there's another one.
How about you, Colin?
I had to also go for what I thought was the most obvious, so I went for No Time to Die.
Yeah, you're both right.
Woo!
Yay! And number four, which athlete won the most medals at the Olympics this year? With bonus points for sport and country, what did you have, John?
I'm going to go for Team GB Cycling. And rider-wise, I haven't got a clue.
Okay. Colin, how about you?
Right, well, if it's cycling, I'm really disappointed in myself. I'm going to have to get the books back out. But I went for swimming, USA, but like John, couldn't name an individual.
Colin's got it. It was USA swimming and the Olympian is Caleb Dressel.
Never heard of him.
Get in. Get in the pool, John.
So question five, last one for this round. Who was told they had no authority here on the Hanforth Parish Council Zoom meeting? Any ideas?
I went for Mrs. Smith.
I'm guessing I think it was Boris Johnson.
No, it was Jackie Weaver. Sorry, guys.
If anyone gets that correct, I'll stand them a beer the next time I see them.
You have to travel the round trip to fetch it. In a COVID-friendly way, of course.
I will post.
And then round three, which is the only song by the same artist to have reached Christmas number one twice? Any ideas?
Mariah Carey?
Nope. Sorry, John.
I think it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Colin. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. It was number one in 1975 and 1991. The second question was a sound clip. Did either of you have down either the... So half a point for the name, half a point for the band... And a bonus point for the year.
Was the band Boney M?
Yep.
Was the song Mary's Boy Child?
It was, yep.
And was it 1976?
No, so close.
Oh.
So close, John. How about you, Colin? Any ideas?
I've got Mary's Boy Child by Boney M, 1974.
It was 1978.
Oh.
So question three, which Christmas song begins, "It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank"?
That's "The Fairy Tale of New York" by Kirsten MacColl and the Pogues.
Very good. Do you have that, John?
I did indeed get the same song title.
And question number four, which band scored an unlikely Christmas number one in 2009 thanks to a public revolt against winners of The X Factor? Colin?
Ironically, I think this is Rage Against the Machine.
Colin's right, it was Rage Against the Machine with "Killing in the Name of".
I knew it was "Killing Something" as well, but I couldn't get the full title.
It's great. Much better than Fairy Tale of New York.
John knows there's a reason I got the Fairy Tale in New York. I go on holiday with the sister-in-law of Kirsty MacColl every year.
Oh. Yeah. Then I apologise. I think it's a great song and I love it. So the final question was the first 25 seconds of another song. Did you get it, John?
I went for St. Winifred School Choir.
Yeah.
Was it "Grandpa, We Love You"?
No.
Was it in 1972?
Nope. So you get half a point. How about you, Colin?
I knew it was a St. Something School Choir. I think John's right with Winifred's, but I went to St. Margaret's. I think it was later than that. I think it was around 1981. And I think the song was actually called "There's No One Quite Like Grandma".
So you got the song name right. It was "There's No One Quite Like Grandma", but the year was 1980.
Oh, you're going to have to get a T-shirt.
Bob there.
So close. Okay, so that's all the answers. You could have got 7 points in that round. And the total points you could have got is 21.
Oh, that's not good.
Overall, you could have got 21 points. So, drum roll, how did you do, John?
I just got over a third at 7.5.
How about you, Colin?
I got 12.
Well done, Colin!
I'd just like to point out that he is the boss, so I had to let him win.
Congratulations, Colin.
I think I rallied on that last one, actually, the last round. I think I got a couple.
Music round's always the best round.
Yeah.
Should we do the tiebreaker anyway? So Colin's the winner. Well done to Colin. The tiebreaker is... So the winner of the tiebreaker is whoever gets closest. How long, according to the Guinness Book of Records, was the world's longest Christmas cracker? What do you think then, Colin? Longest.
So I think in order for it to be a Christmas cracker, it's got to be pullable. And I suspect it's pullable by using many people. Like a tug of war kind of thing. So I'm going to go for 32 metres.
And John, what's your guess?
I'll go for 33 metres in that case.
I knew you'd do it.
So if John's gone for 33 metres, then he is the winner.
Woohoo!
Because the world's longest Christmas cracker measured 63.1 metres long and it had a 4 metre diameter. It was made by the parents of children at Layhill School and Preschool in Chesham in Buckinghamshire on the 20th of December 2001. The cracker contained balloons, toys, a hat, and a joke. The cracker was pulled by the children of the school and members of Saracens Rugby Club, and it went bang.
Ah,
so
well
Colin's
done.
Still the victor, but John did win on the tiebreaker.
Happy days. I'm happy with that. That was a good game. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, well done, Sarah. There were some tricky ones in there.
Yeah, I was trying not to make it too easy because I thought you two were really good quizzes. So I wanted to make it quite challenging. So congratulations to Colin for winning the Christmas quiz, but also to John for winning the tiebreak. We hope that you all enjoyed listening to us do the quiz and you're able to take part yourself. If you beat Colin's score, then do let us know and we'd love to tell him that he's no longer the victor. But otherwise, wishing everybody at CEMEX, all of our listeners and our loved one, a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, and same for me. Take care. Have a good one.